Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Players want to be respected. They talk about respect all the time. And I want these owners to show me respect. I don't want to be treated like a piece of meat. And one thing that I know, and if you've listened to me for a long time, you know that the Dallas Cowboys and I do not have a healthy relationship. Can't stand the Cowboys. But I can respect the Cowboys' great teams of the past. And I can respect the fact that I do respect the fact that Jerry Jones cares so much about winning that he wants to do whatever. I think he's misguided a lot of ways and a lot of times the way he does it. But I believe Jerry Jones does everything in his power to try to give his fans a championship. I really do. And Jimmy Johnson, Coach Johnson, knows that I love him. I am a huge fan of Jimmy Johnson. But the Dallas Cowboys went out of their way to support Ezekiel Elliott. They went out of their way to protect him. They went out of the way to have his back when off-the-field issues sort of displayed him in very, very negative light. This is a guy who has, at the very least, displayed public predatory-type behavior. When you are treating women with disrespect, when you are pushing around security guards, and I believe that security guard was looking for a payday, by the way. I don't believe that Zeke Elliott deserves to, you know, be arrested for going after that security guard. I think that security guard got exactly what he wanted. And I think the security guard knew exactly what was going on as he was being videotaped. They saw payday. So I'm not in any way, wooed by that video that came out of there. But the Dallas Cowboys have backed Ezekiel Elliott at every turn. Every embarrassing off-the-field incident. Every time he acts like a jerk. The Cowboys have done everything they can to show him support. Not provide him with more public ridicule. And to have his back. And what does Ezekiel Elliott do to return that favor? He's holding out. With 2 years left on a deal. When the quarterback is looking to get a new deal and the star wide receiver who was acquired, star wide receiver, I would say, I'm using that term loosely. Both looking to get paid. Ezekiel Elliott is like, well, wait a minute. Well, I got to get paid too. 2 years before he has to be paid. And to me, again, if you want respect, and players want respect, I'd suggest that you show respect to your employer, too. I want my employers, whether it's CBS Sports Radio, whether it's my radio station in Atlanta that I work for, 680 The Fan, home of the John Kincaid Show. I've worked for the same man and family for 19 years. And one thing I know is if there was something personal I have an issue with or otherwise, I can walk in a door and I can talk to someone and I can be showed respect. I can also be told, John, it's your job to go do your job. And I have been told that once or twice over the years, network radio or local radio. I've been told, John, okay, your vote is noted. Your opinion is noted, but we're going to continue to do what we think is right. But at least you're heard. You're treated with respect. For Ezekiel Elliott to hold out in any way, shape, or form after the way the Cowboys have supported him is absolutely pathetic. And he doesn't understand. He does not understand the finances of the game. Doesn't. I'm just glad that he hasn't ended up in the police blotter for another week. Great news.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.